Yes, let's find another way. Thank you. Thank you. So my talk today is God's will. What thoughts or ideas or beliefs come up into your mind when you hear the phrase God's will? I remember when I was a young little girl and this phrase, as I was growing up, and I would hear, oh, it's God's will that he died, or it's God's will that this person broke their leg, or whatever it was. And it made me very uncomfortable. It's God's will seemed to explain away everything that went wrong, and it went against what I believed, what I knew. Because I knew God to be an all-loving creator. And it was this thing being blamed like a grumpy old man in the sky, doling out freely and clearly deciding events and circumstances that were taking place in people's lives to impose on people. I never liked it. Did you? God's will, it's all God's will. It was like a giant puppeteer pulling the strings of life's events. So let's take a different approach this morning and change the expression of God's will to life's will. Everybody breathe into that. Life's will. Life's will for you. Now, what ideas come to mind when I say that? What is life's will for you? Because you see, when we use the word life, it becomes more open-ended, doesn't it? It becomes, in my opinion, larger possibilities. Life's will for you. It refers to the thing itself that created you and all of life. It has no religious connotation. It feels more open-ended, with great spiritual possibilities, filled with possibilities. I like that. You see, because early on when I was saying it, when I heard it was God's will, it was constrictive, it was confining to my beliefs. And so recently I picked up a great book. I know a lot of you love Louise Hay. And this is a book written by Louise Hay and Robert Holden. And the book is entitled, Life Loves You. So I'd like you to just listen to Louise and Robert talking about what they're discovering or sharing with themselves. And it starts out, you know, we belong to each other. Life loves you unconditionally, Louise says. What does that mean? Asks Robert. Life is not judging you, she replies most enthusiastically. And life is not criticizing you, Robert says. No, and life is not testing you, and it's not trying to make things hard for you either, says Louise. When you say you, Robert says, I assume you mean the soul bird or our unconditioned self. And Louise says, yes, life loves you, the real you. We are loved for who we are and not for what we think we must become, Robert says. And Louise says, life loves you now. Life loves you is stated in the present tense. It's not that life loves you only when you are a child, young and innocent. It's not that life will love you when or if you change. Life loves you even when we don't love ourselves. We both pause to let this awareness sink in. Life loves you, and it feels natural to believe when and if we love ourselves, but otherwise it seems too good to be true. Life loves you even when we don't love ourselves. Take a moment and think about that. That everywhere surrounding you is love. All we have to do is open to receive it, open to let it in. See, I believe life loves you feels natural and it feels believable. But there's a caveat. And the caveat is when and if we love ourselves. Wow. Let's stop and take that in. When and if we love ourselves. I think that's a wonderful thing to begin to look at in every moment when we have the thoughts that we sometimes have. Is that loving myself? Is that loving who I am? Because everything loves me. So why don't I? Given that life loves you, now, what do you believe that life's will for you is? See, I believe that life's will for us is our deepest, most authentic self's will. That we, at the very center heart of us, is that calls to us, that asks us to be even more than who we believe ourselves to be. See, I believe that's what's happening with Reverend Pixie and John. Life keeps asking us to be more than we have expanded ourselves to be. And yeah, it would be real easy to just keep staying here in this community and be Reverend Pixie and just keep doing all the wonderful things that Reverend Pixie does and has done for years. But something more is calling. So when we really understand that deeper part within us, life's will for us, calls us to something, to be something more than we ever thought possible. See, life's will, life's value, and life's will are identical. And therefore, always for our happiness, always for our wholeness, always for our peace, our harmony, our joy. Whatever we can imagine is the best for us is life's will for us. Life's will and God's will are the same. Ernest Holmes, our founder, says God's will for all of creation is self-expression, and that means to discover our true and divine nature. God's will is always toward life and more life. God's will is the will of our heart, that keeps nudging at us. That keeps tapping us on the shoulder and say there's more, there's yet more to be expressed, more to be felt, more to be lived. It is that within each one of us which gives itself wholeheartedly and silently to the present moment. It's open, it's receptive, it's greater than what we thought we could be. God's will is not out there somewhat like Big Daddy in the sky. It isn't separate from us. It is that calls us. Life's will comes from the deepest place within each one of us. It is the truth of who we are. It is the purest of pure about us. Life's will is always for us, never against us. That's a really important one. It's never against us. It isn't willful. It isn't putting on us some ogre-ish essence. God's will and God's nature are identical. Its great love for its creation is incredibly powerful. And yet this is an important piece of life. God will never judge how we show up or what we believe or what we worship. That is so important. Life, God just loves, always loves, no matter how we show up. So if we're not yet ready to fall in love with ourselves, we're not going to be sent out of whatever. Life still is going to love us. It has to. That's all it does. Life is never testing us or giving us trials or tribulations, anything to overcome. That is not the kind of God that we believe in. Any bondage, any restriction is human made. Remember, life loves you. God loves you. It's time we return the favor. It's time we return the favor and deepen our love for ourselves and for life. John, let's sing us into that, please. And Brian, good. All right, everybody take a breath. Breathe it in as John sings us into it.